This is Judy conducting the interview, and the date is August 24th, 1976. What is your full name?
The only recorded name that I have in the courthouse is Lucille, which was my maiden name.
And your married name? But that's not the name you go by, though, is it?
No, it is not.
And what is the name you go by?
Hallie.
And who gave you that name?
My mother had a sister named Hallie. And she claimed that her sister saved her life from drowning one time. And evidently, when I was born, there was a controversy between she and my grandfather about what to name me. He wanted to name me Lucy Cecilia. She said she would compromise and call me Lucille. This is all the doctor heard, and this is what he recorded. The next day, she decided she'd name me for her sister. Well, I always went by the name of, I knew that she called me Lucille also. And the only time that I had ever used it was I was in nursing school in 1962. And when time came to change, when I found out about 5 years ago that Lucille was the only name that I had to go prove that I had used it somewhere, and I had used it at the hospital. And had to change my social security and so forth.
And what is your address?
Tivoli, Texas.
And of course, the town that you live in is what?
I do not live in town. I live on a ranch, 7 miles from town.
Okay, yeah, but the community, the nearest community you live
is Tivoli.
Okay, and the county?
Refugio County. And Refugio.
But nobody around here calls it Refugio. I've never heard it. Have you?
A few people. Especially those who have studied Spanish, and they would prefer that we would not call it Refugio and would stay with the Spanish pronunciation. Right.
But very few of the locals.
Very few. Actually, the old-timers refer to it, and when I say old-timers, some of the people who were living when I was a child referred to it as the Mission. Because originally it was the Mission of Refuge, Mission of Refugio.
And of course the state that
Texas,
you live in.
Texas.
And now, where were you born?
I was born on the ranch in Refugio County.
And is that the same ranch that you presently
currently live on? Yes.
All right. And your age?
I am 59 years old.
And of course your sex is female.
Right.
And your race?
Right. Anglo, whatever you want to call it.
All of those things. And your occupation?
Currently, I'm a deputy county treasurer.
And prior to that, what did you do?
Prior to that, the last 5 years, I have been at the ranch. Prior to that, I was employed by the Victoria County Sheriff's Department as a deputy clerk. Prior to that, I nursed in Victoria and nursed in Refugio.
Okay, and that was right as soon as you were out of nursing school, you began your nursing, is that right?
No, I stayed out about five or six years, and then I went into the deputy sheriff's office. And when I left there, I went back to nursing. And I left there because they were not employing people who lived out of the county, and I didn't move into the county. I had property in Victoria County, but it was right across the river. My house was not in Victoria County.
And your religion?
Presbyterian.
Okay. And we need to establish your educational background. Can you tell me from beginning with elementary school right on through where you...